That's good, easy listening backyard music. You could be out in your chaise lounge out there, just kind of soaking up the rays.
That's something that's becoming more popular too, is audio systems outside and music.
Man, how far they've come. We're here this morning at Rosie on the House talking about enhancing your landscape with Rosie Certified CYC Landscaping, brothers Chris and Mark. Appreciate y'all coming down. Jennifer was taking some queries during the break and some text, and you had a line of questioning you wanted to hit the guys with.
Yeah, I was just thinking, and as you were talking about our yard being designed by children, you know, and I look at these beautiful pictures on y'all's CYC website, and the transition in my mind is overwhelming. So, and then you're talking about, you know, how you talk through with people and they don't even know where to start. Are there things that someone could think about before you even came that would kind of help them to narrow things down, you know, and places you would send them to look for ideas?
Yeah, it's always good idea to see Pinterest and things like that. The challenge is a lot of those websites have stuff that most people can't afford. You know, they've got these huge, elaborate, you know, landscapes and things like that. But having ideas where it's bits and pieces of things, and then it's our job to kind of mold everything together. So say I like this barbecue, or I like this fireplace, or I like this fire pit. And then we kind of take all those ideas and mold them into one continuous product to get them what they really, really want to achieve. I find it always good if they've been to friends' houses and seen what other people have done in their backyard. And sometimes things people have done wrong is just as important as things people have done right. You know, saying, oh, I don't want this because it doesn't work, or things like that, so that we can make it as usable as possible for them. Because, you know, having a free-flowing, usable space is the most important thing.
And Arizona is so unique. You could, like you said, look at Pinterest. Maybe it's too much, or maybe it's not available here or not practical here. So it's, I would imagine having a designer would really save you a lot of heartache in the long run. You certainly don't want to redo it, right?
Yeah, and I get quite a number of homeowners that'll give me a file full of Pinterest photos and things off a house that, you know, just inspiration photos. And never hurts.
It's a starting point for sure.
And I mean, I've had people show me 15 pictures of freeform yards and tell me they want modern. I'm like, do you really?
Well, Chris was talking about things done wrong. In designing a backyard landscape, the one thing that people did a lot wrong for a long time is they thought they wanted their outdoor kitchen a long ways away from the back patio. It's a separate cooking area. And several times I had clients say, well, this is where we want the kitchen pergola. I said, you'll never use it. I said, well, I'll test the theory. I'll bring you a Weber grill, and we'll set it out here where you want the kitchen with some good, comfortable chairs and a radio, and you tell me how many times you come out here and use it. I said, that kitchen needs to be tucked in right in along the backyard where it becomes an overflow of your indoor kitchen. You'll use it 10 times more often.
Yeah, I tell people when I meet with them, when they ask that, I say, that makes sense when you're entertaining and you're going to have 10, 15, 20 people over to the house. But how often are you doing that? You know, 4 or 5 times a year. The other 325 days of the year, you just want to throw something on the grill, go inside and watch the game or whatever. So it makes a lot more sense to be convenient and close to the house for do things for the 350 days a year, not for the 15 days a year.
That's the one mistake I saw people making for a long, long time. And now they're all getting tucked in tight. And I've talked several clients into it, and none of them ever came back and complained that, Rosie, you were wrong. We should have put it all the way back there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I learned a new word from you guys. Biophilic?
Yeah, basically landscaping that respects nature.
There is a move to more biolithic design elements.
Yes, more wood, more water features, more fire features.
And the nice thing about the wood is it's not real wood. I mean, it's mold, it's concrete products that are stamped and molded to look like wood, so we're not putting something that's just going to dry rot, deteriorate, and be termite food in a couple years.
Amen. I actually brought in some samples to show Romy and Rosie this morning of a company that has built a wood veneer that if you weren't tapping on it, you would swear was real wood.
I'll grab some pictures of those at the break and put them up on Facebook. I'd like to see those too.
Sure.
And these are not like they're vertical surface.
It's a veneer.
So you picture an old T111 ranch style home. You could add this veneer, still keep that look, and have a more durable exterior than your T111.
Yeah, we don't want to add maintenance for people.
Yeah, nobody wants to go out and restain all their wood every year because the intensity of the heat.
You don't?
Well, I mean,
I don't either.
If you don't have a job, then you need something to pass the time, maybe. But
and a lot of homeowners will think they do until about the second year they've got to do it, didn't they? Well, that concrete wood would have been a lot better idea.
And what kind of
it looks so good?
Insulation does that provide? You know, you got to be increasing your R value somewhat with that, especially with an airspace between.
That's a great question. I've never looked into it, but yeah, anytime you add something to the outside of a building, you're going to increase the R value for sure.